These mosquitoes are like...
No joke.
No joke. Like, hi, fucking dude.
Like, this is the most action I've gotten all summer. These mosquitoes biting my ass.
Same.
Like, it's just so... I'm just like, cool, okay.
You look like you... But, like, your legs, bitch, they look like... Like, damn. Like, you must have been my friend back in, like, the early 2000s.
That twig?
That twig. That straight twig. No, seriously, your legs look like some tweaker legs.
I know.
But I know you're not using because you would be really skinny.
Yeah.
Mira, if you start losing weight and your legs be looking like this, I'm going to have some issues with you. You're going to have to move out.
It'll be like intervention.
You know, you're going to have to move out because then I'm going to be like, bitch, you need to start sharing. No, just kidding. I don't know. No, pero yeah. No. Really. Oh, that would be like, oh, that would be such a downward spiral. No, thank you. Let me stick to my alcoholism. Kidding.
¿Dónde está mi bebida?
Ahí. No,
I just told you.
Your water's over there. Your water's over there.
No.
That's right here. I'm fucking looking at it. Your water. Why are you gonna hit me? Why?
Because I'm talking about my sparkling
water. It's over here. Damn, bitch.
No, you're the one yelling at me, and you're completely incorrect.
You said my water, or whatever you said. I'll rewind the tape. I don't know, bitch.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Ooh. Whomst?
Justin.
Timberlake?
Nope. Actually, no, I have to come up with the three.
Oh. Well, this isn't really a good game if you're not prepared. I'm like, I don't.
Okay, fuck, marry, kill.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Carter from Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
JC Chazay from NSYNC.
Okay.
Or Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees.
Kill Nick Lachey.
Really? Okay.
Marry other Nick and fuck JC.
You would marry Aaron Carter's brother. You would be sister-in-law to Aaron Carter.
Sister Carter. I don't know, bitch. All of this is terrible. All of that was... yeah.
You know, 98 degrees. I think I would marry
Nick Lachey. Today was 98 degrees. It was fucking hot.
It was hot. I can't think of a 98 degree song.
I'm thinking about the weather now, and it was esta hot. Noche, and is that them? What? So
like, esta noche?
What? I don't know.
They sang a song where it had, like, two words that were in Spanish. I feel like that's correct.
So they Beyonce'd that shit, or what?
No, Beyonce had, like, an entire Norteña version of fucking Irreplaceable.
Okay.
She did?
I know.
It's like, I'm
and,
not...
like, I can't understand, like, two of her words.
She spoke better Spanish than Demi Lovato,
who was shitting out across. And all the Democratic candidates.
Yeah, that's
and
fair.
And all the Democratic candidates at the debate. So anyhow.
Yeah. I would marry Nick Lachey.
You already thought this through. No, I already answered this question.
I literally just thought about these three.
Whatever, I'm over it.
I would marry Nick Lachey.
Meow.
You should also have killed JC Chazay.
I mean, I would kill all of them, probably, but...
And then fuck Nick Carter.
Whatever. They're all just, like, white boys that I'm not attracted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, it makes absolutely no difference. I feel like if I fuck one or the other, like, it's same dick. I don't know, like, it's just
fuck,
the same...
Fuck, marry, kill. The situation?
Oh.
Ronnie, Pauly D.
Oh, where's Vinny? Why aren't you giving me Vinny?
No, because that would be easy to...
Fine. I'm fucking killing Ronnie. Yeah, and I would... Damn it. I guess I'd fuck the situation and marry Pauly D.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Pauly D's a good time.
Yeah.
He's hilarious, and it's like instigator. I love it.
Yeah. It was a toss-up between
Ronnie's just, like, Ronnie. Too much of a bitch.
that's not even my issue. It's just he's just very dysfunctional in relationships, like, and I don't know how to.
Too emotional and like, no.
There can't be two people that don't know how to like be in a functional relationship. Like,
well, you haven't been in a relationship in a while, have you? Because I'm not planning a wedding yet.
I know, but I'm saying that you can't have two people that only know dysfunctional relationships in one single relationship.
Well, how do we know that it's dysfunctional if you don't have any relationships?
Because I'm not trying to be in a relationship with Ronnie.
You guys.
It's summer.
I'm never planning this gay wedding.
No.
I'm over here like, Valley Glenn, hit on him.
You never posted a picture of Valley Glenn.
Oh, that's true. Okay, I'll take one tonight for sure. I'll take one tonight. I'll take one right now. No, he's facing the other way. I can't. But I will. I'll take one tonight. I'm gonna be drunk. You were so committed. I know. You were so committed.
And then you immediately backed out.
I know. I'll take one right now. Nope. Turned away. That's literally my life. Like, legit, I have not done anything more DD in this episode than that. Like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. No, I'm not gonna do it.
Yep. That's it. That's
yeah.
So welcome back to everyone, including you.
Hey, thank you.
I'm Mikey, your host.
And I'm Dee Dee, your other host.
Our co-host.
Yeah, that's your other host. I don't understand how that was wrong.
What?
I don't understand why you had to correct me.
Why? What did you say?
I said your other host, and you're like, we're co-hosts. I was like, yeah.
I said co-hos.
Oh, I was like, yeah, bitch. I just fucking said that. Your other host. Same shit.
But not. We're co-hosts.
We are co-hosts.
On this, our podcast. Welcome to Valley Trash.
Valley Trash.
Where we talk.
Garbage.
Yeah. And give you garbage opinions about everything.
I mean, not really everything. Only the shit that we like or dislike. Mostly the shit that we dislike. Which That's is a true. Lot, but like, yeah. It's a lot.
You know what I dislike a lot this current week? Time?
This week or today?
Right now. At this exact moment.
Are you going to talk shit about me? Because I'm the only person in front of you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, bitch.
I dislike my drink right now. No, I with don't. An undulating passion.
Undulating. You guys, $5 if you know what that means at the top of your head. Go. Can't pay you if you don't tell me. Come on, we need a live audience. We need a live audience.
Hot. Heat.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah. These are some of the things I hate.
No, right now, honestly, it's just the mosquitoes. Heat. Like, I don't mind the heat at all.
No, I know.
I really wish I could go and, like, lay on my grass outside. But, like, the bugs are just, like, everywhere if you lay on the grass. Like, it's better to lay on, like, one of the fucking, like, lawn chairs, like, the pool chairs. But I really just want to lay on my grass.
No, I hate heat.
Oh, my God. I want to, like, burn. Bitch, though. For real? Like, you guys, look at my legs. Mm-hmm. I've actually got a tan. I've got the tan line on my butt.
Mm-hmm.
Just you FYI. Do. You haven't seen my ass. But...
No, but you have a tan. I was agreeing with you having a tan.
I said... A town line
I ignored the second half of that.
But yeah, I do. Like, my legs are looking nice. I'm here for them. I'm excited. The summer is here, and I'm going to continue to, like, try and bake a little longer. But yeah, I'm excited. Mission almost accomplished.
But that's what I dislike right now.
The heat?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I had... People call me a lagartija, which is a lizard.
I know.
Well, why? Huh? Just because I'm, like, laying out in the sun.
Oh. I was so...
Yeah. But it's been fun. It's been fun to, like, have some heat. Because, like, okay, let's... Everybody's complaining about all the fucking rain and all the fucking cold, including myself. Like, I am not about to complain about the fucking heat. That shit feels nice. It feels nice. Like, the other day, I went on a hike. I left work early, and I went on a hike, and it probably was, like, 2:30 or so. Like, the sun was, like, at the hottest going up the mountain, and it felt so fucking good. Like, I was like, damn, it's hot. But it was like that good, like, that good heat on your skin. And then, like, just, I don't know, combined with, like, the sweating. It actually felt really good. I know that doesn't sound appealing to you.
No.
But, like, to me,
I was trying to understand you, like, in this moment.
It was like, it felt kind of like when you're baking something and you, like, open the oven and, like, you just get that, like, real dry heat. I like that feeling. I really enjoy it. Like, the way it feels on my skin. I don't know. I don't know if anybody understands that, but, like, the way it feels on your skin, like, on my shoulders, that are, like, the tannest part of my body right now. I don't know. It feels really fucking good. And I enjoyed that, like, thoroughly. Like, I purposely kept hiking and, like, walking into places where, like, the sun would be on me a little longer. It was good. It was really good.
I'm happy for you. I'm happy that makes you happy.
It does.
I'm happy for you. Yeah.
Like, do you remember when I had, like, my Mustang? And
I hated it every single time.
I know.
Here's the thing. I genuinely dislike the heat.
Well, because, like, Mikey also sweats in, like, 60 degree weather. Like,
yeah, I hyperhidrosis, it's a real thing.
Yeah, no, but, I'm, like, the total opposite. Like, yeah. I'm always, I'm, like, perpetually, like, bitch, I'm gonna go into my bedroom tonight, like, with, like, no AC on, you know, maybe, like, the ceiling fan on, and I'm still gonna have a blanket because I get cold.
I always have a blanket on, but that's so the ghosts don't get me.
You know what's gonna get me? This fucking drink right now. Oh my god, by the way, guys, I've switched it. I'm not currently having a beer.
No, you're not.
I'm not. So I don't know what and how possessed me to, like,
they're gonna say what incarnation, and I was like, I don't know, girl, apparently yeah. You have vodka and you get, I don't know, southern
that fuck possessed me, but, like, a bitch poured some vodka and cranberry juice and lime in it. But, like, Mikey apparently was like, bitch, how much vodka are you pouring? And I didn't think it was a lot, and because vodka was not cold, but the cranberry juice was, and I was like, it's still gonna be, like, a refreshing ass drink. But I guess there's enough vodka that wasn't cold that my drink is not cold. Does that make sense?
You know what stage Dee Dee is at right now? You know when you're talking to someone and they're drinking and they, like, don't look at you, they look past you?
Maybe I just don't want to look at your face.
That's where you're at right now.
What else?
She's just gonna be drunk.
I'm gonna be drunk in, like, the next, like, I want to say, like, 5 minutes.
Okay.
Or, like, by the time I finish this cup.
And half of that.
I have some LaCroix. I also have some LaCroix to save me, to hydrate me.
Three quarters of a LaCroix does not rehydrate make.
What? What the fuck did you say? Rehydrate make? What?
Three quarters of a LaCroix does not rehydrate make. Never mind.
I'm done with you. I needed a little bit of LaCroix there because LaCroix is cold.
Okay. So.
I thought I was going to drop it. Bitch. Bitch.
We moved on from the looking past you face and we're into the you think things are falling or moving that are not.
I know. It's usually me. Like, that I'm falling. I know you didn't get that. I was like, that I'm falling. Yeah. At least I'm more entertaining than you, stoned.
I think everything's entertaining as fuck.
No, I'm more entertaining than
you. I heard you. Stoned. I was just saying something different.
No, you don't think everything is entertaining as fuck.
I do.
No, you don't. When we got stoned, you got super paranoid and, like, super anxious because nothing was entertaining. So don't fucking say that everything's entertaining as fuck, you liar.
Usually.
You liar.
When it's used as an escape, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been 2 weeks?
Probably a little less, I think.
Yeah, I think a little less. I think it's about to be 2 weeks.
Yeah. We're on track. We're on track. We're on track. Adults. Y'all, we're staying on track.
Y'all didn't get extra episodes.
You didn't get extra episodes because Didi was too fucking high to talk.
Also, like, you win some, you lose some in life.
I lost a lot that week.
We're still here. we're still here. You guys get an episode in July. At the end of July. And since that...
I don't know where you're going with this, so I'm just like over here, like what's fucking. Happened? What's in that episode?
Yeah.
Oof. How personal are we getting?
I'm in the world.
All right. fucking Puerto Rico is all over the fucking news today.
Oh, yeah.
And I was watching the Cazuela lady. This bitch. She is the news today. What? Why are you laughing?
Because it's amazing.
Did you watch it, though? Like, this bitch is over here, like, protesting, like, gaggle of cops by herself, just hitting a fucking pot with, like, a spoon and, like, yelling. But just, like, she is a protest of one. It's pretty great.
What is a group of pigs called?
I don't know. Look it up. Cops.
That's what I was, like, going with it. Like,
yeah. But, like, a group of pigs is called cops.
A squad.
Policemen.
A squadron. I really want to find that out. I don't know
LAPD.
Why. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like these are all fair. These are all correct.
So whenever you're thinking of, like, groups, and you're like, oh, a murder of crows, an exaltation of larks, an LAPD... Of pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's fair.
LAPD of pigs. Yeah, I like it. That's what it's going to be from now on.
That's rude for pigs. It's so bad for them. Like actual animals, not cops.
That's like...
I want to make sure that's clear.
Anyhow.
But yeah, this lady with a...
With the cazuela. I loved her. She was like, yes, bitch. Everything, like, I ever want to be in life, like, not giving a fuck. Like, I'm angry enough about this to, like, do this shit by myself. Like, fuck your crowd.
To my pan.
Yeah, yeah. I would never, like, bang on my pots and pans like that.
I know.
Fuck.
It just reminds me of Bad Girls Club when that girl is just smacking her pan. She's like, I didn't get no sleep because of y'all. Y'all not going to get no sleep because of me. Oh, it's classic of reality TV.
Oh my god, we do need to do like a reality TV episode. Like,
just like classic reality
TV. Oh my god, where would we start?
Flavor of Love.
I know exactly. Oh.
You were going to go Rock of Love?
Rock of Love.
Flavor of Love. Like,
because of Ashley. She's the one that started Batch. like, she's the one.
And then we'd go into Megan Wants a Millionaire.
Oh.
That gave me one of my favorite pieces of reality TV show ever. When that one guy was eliminated. And he was just like, a great philosopher once said, just dance. It'll be all right.
Oh. Jesus. I've never watched that. What was the other one? The etiquette school. What was that one?
Charm school.
Charm school. That I would go with that.
Charm school. Classic.
Hilarious.
Classic.
Hilarious. I mean, obviously we're gonna move on to Jersey Shore eventually, but like, yeah, like.
Oh no, but we have to like give VH1 its proper due for its golden age of reality TV shows.
Yeah.
Like Charms. Like.
Oh my God! What was the Chance of Love?
A Real Chance at Love.
Oh, yes.
Because it was the brothers, and Chance.
Yeah.
They
hilarious.
Went hard with these names.
They did.
They went hard. Yeah, they Flavor did. Of Love, Rock of Love.
Real Chance.
At Love. I Love New York.
Oh, I Love New York. Yes.
For the Love of Money. What else? They were just such classics.
Yeah.
VH1. Knew what was up from like 2000 because
like the other fuck ass channels were giving us shit like Big Brother and like
yeah
the Island Show. What is it?
Survivor.
The Island Show. Gilligan's Island. exactly what it was.
A few years off. It's okay. Time's relative.
What else did they give? They were the Bachelor and the Bachelorette started.
MTV had Making the Band, The Real World.
Oh, The Real World, yes.
And then the challenges, which I love.
We were like on those challenges for like so hard. We were on those so hard. I don't even know why.
Guys, this is a reality TV episode. We were talking about doing one in the future.
We're doing it now. We're doing it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like watching the challenge ones, we were literally.
Also, we were convinced that we could do some of the things.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like our strategies. You were convinced that you could do some of the things, like, oh, I could never do this, or yes, this would be totally you. And I'm just over here like, who would I fuck over to win this? Like, bitch, I would befriend that bitch and then, you know, talk shit about her boyfriend.
Or sleep with her boyfriend.
Yeah. And then tell her I slept with her boyfriend.
Right before a challenge, so yeah, she'd fuck up.
Yeah. Make the bitch cry and have her get angry at him.
And make sure that they're on a team together. Yep. Like, I'm not going to be last for this one.
And like, what are you doing? I'm sleeping with people to get $1 million.
What's the problem?
What is the problem?
I mean, I'm trying to do that now.
Yeah.
With no challenge. No challenge.
I'm sleeping with people. No money involved. Just sleeping with people. That's the new life.
Oh my God.
Sleeping with people for free. That's Mikey's new shit right now.
I just read someone calling.
What?
Someone was talking, was defending sex workers, and they're like, y'all be giving it a free year on nonprofit organization.
Organization.
Reality TV, guys. Just that's where it was at from like 2004 to like 2008, 2009. Yeah. VH1 had it. And then now it's all over the place.
And it, but like, I don't know that I've seen any of it. Like, I think the last reality TV that we watched was like The Bachelor,
The Voice. Is a reality TV.
Oh, that's
show.
True. The Voice.
We've grown aged with our reality taste.
We have.
Like, we used to love the real.
The Jersey Shore.
Trashy.
Too. I mean, the Jersey Shore was, like, really good. Like, for reality TV.
Oh, I.
Not, like, really good, like, television, but, like.
I mean, it was really good television.
Reality TV.
It was really good.
I love Vinny.
I just. It was entertaining as
fuck.
Yeah,
I just love Vinny.
Like, all of it.
Like,
Slinky getting arrested on the beach.
Slinky
getting arrested in Italy.
Like, bitch, get off the sand. Like, shit's gonna get in your cooch.
Snooki getting mad at Michael.
At Michael.
At the situation for fucking talking about what happened between them. I'm like, you've been on a show for 3 years.
Yeah.
What?
Like, it's fine.
What is
it's fine?
What
it's
is he
fine.
Saying that's
it's
not
fine.
Out there?
I don't even know. Oh. But
that's the end of our reality talk. Apparently, that's all we have.
That's it. Goodbye, you guys. Have a wonderful weekend or whatever the fuck day it is when you're listening to this.
I hope y'all are having a good hot girl summer.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say a holiday. I was like, what the fuck holiday? I was like, we already went through the summer holidays. The next one is what? Labor Day.
Labor Day.
That's around your birthday. That is on your birthday this year.
No.
It's not?
The day before.
Oh.
It's the first Monday in September. My birthday's on Tuesday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the second.
My birthday is the second.
I know. I thought it was on the second.
Oh.
Like, never mind, friend. I know your birthday. Mikey's birthday, September 2nd. Send him hole pics.
Hole pics. Got it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
what he wants. That's what he wants for his birthday. Just spread them cheeks. Send him whole pics.
Just like those vortex.
On Twitter, not on Instagram. Because I was like, I don't need... I don't...
No. Oh, but since the last time that...
Yes.
What?
I don't know. You said no, and it... Whatever.
Oh, I got it. Got it. Like, took me a second. Mind. No, but the last time... Was the last time where we talked about ice?
Ugh.
And shit got intense.
And Didi got so real. Oh my God, you guys. I had a few people, but one person in particular, tell me that, like, they never thought they'd hear, like, the real serious side of me on this fucking podcast. And then, like, they heard me almost cry in the last episode because I was so angry. So, you're welcome. I mean, I'm not... Yeah, I'm not like just some heartless whore.
I was like,
whore.
You're gonna.
Some heartless whore. No. Yeah, it was just like, it got heavy. It got real heavy.
Yeah. But since that, of like 2,000 intended arrests that ICE was trying, or detainments that ICE was trying to complete, they only got about 35. So, like, you know, ICE is succeeding, guys.
I mean, it's not like this administration and everything behind it has not been coming up short in the last couple of years.
Oh, no, no, no.
So, like, I expect them to not come up to their, you know, to not meet their own expectations. Like, that should be what we expect from them. But still, 35 is 36 too many.
Yeah.
You know, so.
No, but it's one of those, like, that wouldn't have happened if people were fighting for each other.
Yeah.
So.
And also informed of their rights.
That's positive.
And also informed of their rights, informed of what they can do and they should do and what they shouldn't do and what they can't do. Like, people, like, had their shit together,
yeah.
You know, and that's what happens. Like, I feel like when you educate yourself and you fucking know your rights and you know what you should do or what you shouldn't fucking do, like, shit goes right. And so a lot of things were prevented because the people educated themselves and knew what they were protected by. Mm-hmm. So good job. Not to say that the other 35 didn't do the same. However, for everybody else that was tried and, you know, not being able to get taken, good job. Especially with...
21 of those arrests were people that were not intended to be detained.
Especially with the communities stepping in to help their neighbors, help your friends, help your family members. Yeah. It was nice. It's been nice to see, like, other people sticking up for other people, which is something that society has kind of conditioned us not to do. It's like, mind your own business. It's a big fucking, like, tagline right now. Like, mind your business. Stick to your shit. But, like, no, you know what, guys? Sometimes it's necessary for you not to mind your own business and fucking step in and say something and do something and defend somebody else, even if it's a fucking stranger. So if somebody else is in danger or if they're in a situation where you could prevent it, you know, like when a situation that's unfair and that you know it is and that you can step in and do something, stop minding your own fucking business and butt in. Like, and that's what people have done and that's why it's worked.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But still, fuck ICE.
Oh, holy, fully, every fucking day.
Mm-hmm.
And since the last time that we recorded,
like, with a dildo covered in, like, sandpaper. You know?
What?
Yeah, like, fuck them with a dildo.
Oh.
With a sandpaper dildo. Oh. Just raw. Yeah.
Yeah.
Make that fucking shit bleed.
But no, what I was going to say is that since that, to further that, since the last time we recorded, there was this thing online of the, hashtag Ice Bay.
What is that?
I don't know if you heard about this.
No, what is that?
So.
Ice Bay? B-A-E?
Yes.
Ice Bay. Oh.
This Latina concentration camp worker who became a thing.
I'm gonna need to put my drink down for that one.
That was a thing.
The bitch is Latina?
Yeah.
All right.
And the amount of, like, straight men that were just, like, making jokes of, like, I'll detain myself for that.
Wow.
Like, shit, like, you know, straight men really do be the weakest link.
Wow. You know what? Like, I am fucking surprised. Like, I take that back. I act surprised at the shit that, like, guys will say for fucking pussy. Or, like, not even for pussy, to pretend that they can get that pussy. Like, I can't... Men, stop it. Like, the shit that you would do to get into a girl's pants is pretty low. Like, it's okay to, like, be a decent human being and get laid. It's possible. I know this.
Yeah.
I've laid a couple of decent human beings in my life. You know, like, it's just, you don't have to be a dick just because you have one. I don't know. But anyhow, so go on with.
No, but and she became this, I don't know, voice for, I don't, trash people?
Mediocre women under law enforcement? I don't know. The voice for what?
Just trash people. Like, I was so... Like, I was like Ice Bay. And I in my head, I'm thinking it's like Salt Elsa. Bay. With oh, sure. Frozen. But I was thinking of like Salt Bay, but with ice. It was not that. It was this. And it was just...
Oh, like oh, I see what you mean. You thought she was like throwing ice. Oh,
I thought it was gonna be when something
you said,
like that.
We said, I pictured like a raspado.
That's why I like Ice Bay. I know, like the raspado like, lady.
Yeah, like a raspado. That's an Ice Bay, bitch.
Yeah.
Where's that raspado lady? She's my Ice Bay. Yeah, that's what we're gonna start calling them now.
No, I don't want to associate that. Like, that's not something I want to reclaim.
True, but yeah.
But that was the thing. So like, fuck Ice Bay.
Yeah. And fuck that bitch. That What's her fucking name?
I don't Somebody must know. Have found her name by now. She started a Twitter and she had a fucking...
Her 2 minutes?
Instagram, yeah. She had like 15,000 followers in like a day.
Wow. I hope they were all like white men.
No, I'm sure a lot of them were Hispanic men too. It is estimated that half of the 20,000 U.S. Border Patrol officers are actually Latina. That's 10,000. Those are the 10,000 that followed her.
Oh my god. Probs.
But yeah, that happened. That was happening in summer while I was dying outside.
Harsh right now.
It's also...
Oh my god, it's not that smooth water.
It is not that smooth water.
Guys, so you guys, have you ever had... Yeah. Have you ever had harsh water? Or like... I don't know. What's
smooth water?
Rough water? I don't know what the fuck the opposite of like smooth water is. Harsh water, rough water.
Have you ever had that white water?
Damn. Or that like, I don't know.
Aggressive?
Aggressive water?
Abrasive.
Abrasive water. Have y'all ever had a glass of water and be like, damn, that was abrasive as fuck? No? Neither have we.
Yeah.
I was like, neither have we.
Have you ever had someone but, show up? And test your water with, like, something that they carry around. Yeah. Like, is this a thing? Is this a thing?
Yeah, like, are y'all testing your water at home for dissolved particles?
Like, are you saying shit like, how many dissolved solids are in this water?
How many are there? Do you guys have a device to test your water? And...
Do you say shit like, damn, this water is smooth.
We need to know. This is a poll. If you guys have ever taken a sip of water and agreed that this water is smooth compared to fucking what, please let us know because we had an incident this week.
Damn, this water is smooth. It's just like...
No, I was like, what kind of water is this? A fucking Brita filter? We don't know. A Brita filter ass.
Clear. Fucking, like, it was, yeah, we didn't know what to expect.
That tap water through the Brita. I don't. It's smooth.
It's
like,
regular water?
Fuck? Yeah, like water. That's that H2O water. I don't.
Smooth.
If you guys can relate, please let us know. Send us a message.
Chorro water are you
having?
Tag
me on Instagram with that smooth water. Hashtag
Send
smooth
me a picture
water.
Of your yeah, smooth yeah.
Water. Hashtag smooth water. We needs to know.
Oh, man.
Because, we were confused as bitches for a minute. Like, the fuck is happening?
I know. And if this is a thing, I feel like we're so late.
Yeah,
to it.
We are so late. Do we need a testing device?
I think...
How many dissolved...
Solids
can we have in our water?
How many is good and how many is bad?
I don't... Bitch! What is this, science class? I don't fucking know.
This feels like that's something I should look up.
No, we're not looking up water. Oh my god, that's not even how you type. That's not... Your computer's fucked up now. Your computer is fucked up. I don't even know what you're doing.
I'm typing like you.
Oh my god. Like, I have my legs crossed and, like, my fucking knee is, like, sweaty right now.
Oh, are they going to say you had a bug bite?
No. Just, like, my under knee
and
hot. My knee.
It is very hot.
This, like, skin-on-skin contact that I'm having by myself.
Speaking of hot skin-on-skin contact.
Oh, yes. Tell me, who'd you get laid with?
Oh, I was segueing into our playlist.
Oh, I thought we were gonna talk about like your sex life.
No. Why are we don't talk about these things.
Why not?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
I don't have a sex
life. All right, I guess we're not going. Me and Valley Glenn have been getting hot and happy. Yeah. You
can't even... Okay.
Hot and happy.
I need Valley everyone Glenn. To know.
What are you going to fucking talk shit about now? Oh, my legs? Are you going to talk shit about my legs?
Your very long legs.
Look at how long they are. So, I have long legs. You guys should know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the rest of me is short, but my legs are really long.
Compared to the rest. Do you guys remember... Have you guys seen...
Do you remember high school? The
Family Guy episode where...
No, nobody's seen that.
Peter talks about, like, a cousin or something that has... Like, all leg and no body.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
I'm fucking 5'3". My legs are, like, 4'11".
I hate you. It's, like, this much body.
Yeah. Like... Including, like, head, torso, arms. Yeah, and then, like, legs. Legs.
You forever. Have legs. You have less length. In your torso than a fucking Subway sandwich?
Probably. I mean, that's probably accurate right now. Like, that foot long.
That's not a foot long.
Right? No, so Mikey has a problem with my legs because he's jealous.
No, I don't have a problem
with my God.
Their legs. Okay. I have a problem with this, like, phantom length she has.
Phantom?
Length.
Ew.
Like, in your head, your legs reach the other side of the room.
We really need to, like, fucking start recording this stupid-ass podcast.
Or
like,
just take you a guys, picture like, you of guys, your leg. Yeah. Just, like, a random-ass picture of your leg. I hate that you curve your, like, toes.
It feels really good.
Like, that elongates it. How much?
I don't know, bitch.
We're going to measure her legs.
So.
And we're going to.
For some reason, when I stretch out my legs, like, up in the air, and, like, you do, like, ballerina toes. Like, if you just, like, stretch. You know, like, ballerina feet. Like if you're trying to, like, touch the ceiling with your toes. For some reason, when I look at my legs, they look extremely long from that angle. And I'm like, oh my God, look at how long my legs are. But, you know, whatever. They look long.
I'm glad you have that.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. I like when people have joy in their life.
Yeah.
You're acting like you don't believe me.
I don't. You're being rude as fuck.
You don't think that I want you to have joy in your life.
You don't want me to have long legs.
I don't care if you have long legs.
Yeah, you do.
I want you to just be happy.
Yeah. With my long legs.
I'm happy for you.
Then why the fuck do you remind me that I don't have long legs?
So you're admitting right now that you don't have long legs.
No, you tell me all the time.
Because perception is different for everybody.
This isn't about perception, bitch. This is about the facts.
The facts. Equifax.
Oh my God. I'm done with
I
you.
I never think we I'm were gonna done an entire
with you.
Okay. I support Anyhow, you.
Anyhow, I have long legs. Whatever. Mike's a bitch. Let's go.
Okay. Didi's got long legs. I'm a bitch. Thank Summer's you. Hot. Like, that's where we're at.
Oh my
that's
God, where especially ending. When I wear, like, my heels. With my heels, my legs are, like, 6 inches longer, guys. What? That's how it works.
Okay.
Okay.
I was just... I wouldn't know.
You don't
know.
Wear heels, so you
I don't. I don't know.
Exactly.
That's why I said I wouldn't know. I believe in you.
Okay.
You are a magnificent human being.
Shut up. Tell me about Wendy Williams.
Oh. I was like, she's got long legs. She's literally all legs. But that's not what I was going to tell you. They're producing a biopic about her life on Lifetime, and she's a part of it. And I want her...
So we're going to watch the cheating and the, like, other family happen?
I mean, I hope so. While the bitch is
oblivious? While the bitch is, like, over here, like, I'm going to stand by my man. Never mind. I'm going to dump my man.
I mean, I don't know, because she's, like, producing it.
Yeah. I'm sure she's producing it to, like, keep some, like, real juicy secrets out of it.
It better have her phone conversation with Destiny's Child, where she kept referring to him, to them as Beyonce and the girls. It needs to have the Whitney phone call, where Whitney was just not having it. It needs to have the second family. And then it needs to have her
rehab.
Yeah. That's what it needs.
Her rehab.
Like, if it don't have any of that, they can keep it.
Yeah, we don't want it. We don't. Give us the ugly.
Yeah, I do. Oh, man. Give us the ugly. To see her. Yeah. I want to see also her, like,
plastic first surgeon? Husband.
Oh. Like, that relationship.
Her plastic surgeon.
Because she always says that she was, like, halfway down the aisle when she realized that this is a bad idea. And it's the funniest thing to me. I mean, it's terrible. She's like, yeah, it ended like a month later. But it's like, I knew it was a bad idea halfway down the aisle. And I was just like, could you imagine having that realization? Like just like walking halfway down the aisle. Just like, you know what?
I just want to know how many of your listeners are listening right now and be like, damn, relatable.
Yeah. Like, that's just the funniest thing to me.
Yeah.
She's like,
if you guys can relate to this story right now, halfway down the aisle, realizing it's a mistake, hit us up. I want to hear your story.
I want to hear a poem about it.
No, I want a full-on fucking story about, like, the shit that was happening through your head. Was there somebody, I was going to say in your audience, at the, you know, what is it? The reception hall or whatever the fuck it is.
Your guest. Was there a guest
that you were more into than the man you were about to marry? Damn.
Were you into the priest more than you were...
Oh.
Than the man you... Or woman you're marrying? But, like, that would be the most inopportune time to realize.
That you're into the priest?
No, that you're... That this is the incorrect choice for you.
I mean, you either go through with it and, like, hope it works out, or you, like, cause a scene and still go to the party because there's an open bar.
No, but, like, those are, like...
And celebrate the fact that you didn't just fuck up and make a mistake. I don't know. Like, I feel like, you know, at that point, you've already spent the thousands and thousands of dollars. You might as well just still go through with the party and, like, whatever. We didn't fuck this up. Like, we're still gonna be good friends. Or not. Whatever. I don't know.
No, but I'm saying, like, that's a really inopportune... Like, in that moment, it's like, you gotta, like... really decide. Like, you have, like, 2.5 seconds
yeah,
to, like,
yeah, because, like, commit. If you're wearing, like, a fancy, like, wedding dress, you can't really run.
Like, you either decide...
And you're probably wearing, like, uncomfortable heels, you know? Like, they're tall and, like, it's just, like, uncomfortable because your stupid, like, your stupid dress is so heavy.
And your legs are so long.
They are, and, like, you know, you're a little bit drunk.
Yeah.
Or a lot of it drunk. And you're kind of afraid of walking down the aisle by yourself because you might fall over. So you consider taking off your fucking heels before, like, you start walking down the aisle. And it's like, nah, bitch, keep them on. Just fucking keep your balance. You know, I don't know. Can you guys relate?
I would like to think that I would, like, make a scene and turn around and run. But I don't think I would.
You don't run.
But no, not, like, literal running. Like, just, like, figurative, like, run away from the situation.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if I would, like, I would like to think that I would make a scene and, like, turn around and just, like, gotta go, guys.
Peace out. I mean, I feel like I would, like, catch that from you and just be like, fucking, I'm joining this bitch. Like, we're gonna, let's go, bitch, let's go. Like, we're doing this
yeah,
together.
Yeah, because I'm not very...
Like, I'll fucking somehow have a scooter waiting for us outside. I have a, like, it's something
like I have a
stupid
trash poker face. Like, I am not very good at, like... masking things, so I feel like my face was just very much...
Oh my god, I remember in the Mustang dancing to my mother? Oh my god. My mom used to hate us in our, like, fucking Gaga
used
of
to.
Fame. Oh, she still does.
Your mom hates us together.
Yeah, she does. She does.
She, like, genuinely hates
like,
us
she
together.
Loves you.
And she loves you.
Oh, does she? No, does, like, she know?
She loves.
Does
the,
she?
She loves the sum of the parts. She doesn't love the.
Yeah.
The group. The...
My mom loves me for, like, being her daughter, but, like, it ends there. You know. She loves Mikey, even though siempre solo. My mom talks more shit about you being single than I do. She wants, like, gay grandbabies. I think that's how she thinks it works.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna have kids, they're gonna be her gay grandbabies.
She also, I think, has the same thought process as you, where, like, you're like, oh, I want to plan a gay wedding, and she's like, I want to officiate a gay wedding.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And then have her gay grandbabies.
Yeah.
Because that's, yeah, that's how it's gonna be. Like, you're gonna marry some man, and she's gonna marry you guys, and you guys are gonna adopt gay grandbabies for her.
What would she call them?
I don't know.
Like?
I don't know, but they better be gay grandbabies. Like, if you have little boys, they better not be talking about girls, because she would be very disappointed in that. She would just be like, what the fuck? Disowned. And then she talks shit to you for not doing that right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's the type of bitch she is. Like, then she'd come back after you and be like, how did you fuck this up, Michael?
Guys, this has been a journey.
It has been a journey. And we're kind of sweaty.
Yeah. So we were trying to be polite.
It's sweaty.
And not have you guys hear the air conditioner. So we turned it off.
We did turn it off.
Because we're good, decent human beings.
But I'm telling you, the back of my knee and then my other knee, because my legs are crossed, they're sweaty right now. And I'm hardly ever the sweaty one.
Yeah, you're not a sweaty bitch.
At all. That's the only part of me that's sweating, though.
The back of your knee?
Like, the back of my knee here, and, like, my other knee where my legs are actually touching.
Is that the most common place you would sweat?
No, right now it's sweating because...
Oh, I thought you were going to say that that's, like, that's your one area that, like, if I were to sweat, that's the first spot to sweat.
No. I think, like, when I start sweating...
My shoulder.
It's like, my neck. Like, it runs mm-hmm. down to, like, my cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, the back of my... Like, down my neck.
Not your forehead?
No. My forehead does not...
Interesting.
...sweat very much. It's, like, the back of my neck or, like, my neck, and it just... I feel it, like, running down to my boobs.
All you sweat fetishes is for you right now.
Yeah, just sweat running down my cleavage, down to my tits, and then, you know, just down my back.
Are people into sweat?
Yes. Yes. People are very into sweat. Like, there's people that are very, like, come at me after your, like, gym workout.
No, I know that there are, like, stink pigs, but, like...
No, but, like, because you're all sweaty and gross and wet. I don't know. I don't understand it. I mean, that's not my shit.
Yeah.
I like, damn, come at me smelling fucking good.
Like
that good smell.
What's a good smell that you don't like?
A good smell that
like, I hate lavender.
Don't like.
I hate lavender.
Yeah,
Like, someone at work always talks about how lavender should be, like, calming and soothing. And every time I smell lavender, it... riles me up and angers me because I hate it so.
And so many, like, vegan things smell like lavender. Like, so like why do you vegans? And when I say you vegans, I'm not talking to Mikey. But, like, why do you vegans want to put the smell of lavender in fucking everything? Like, bitch, there's other smells that are vegan.
Smells,
typically vegan. It's just like, a fucking smell. But, like, I mean, like, honestly, replace lavender with rosemary. Like, I love the smell of rosemary. I absolutely love it.
Or...
It's just as pungent.
Or be basic as fuck and just do vanilla. Cause that
oh,
will...
I hate the smell of vanilla. Ugh. I hate the smell of vanilla, though. It smells like, very trailer trashy to me. I don't know. I lived in the South for a minute.
I will take vanilla... Or fucking cucumber. Like, why does my deodorant have to be lavender? Why can't it not just be, like, cucumber?
Or why can it just not have a smell?
Yeah, that too.
Like, if you want to smell like something, wear some cologne. Wear some perfume. Wear some, you know, spritz bits. I don't know.
I hate that most, like, natural hand sanitizers also smell like lavender. Why? Like, I'm okay with it smelling like alcohol. It's fine.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It decimates. Like, yeah.
I don't need this lavender. Like, it's abrasive. Like mm-hmm. that water.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess sparkly water could be a little abrasive. Kind of like burns your throat a little bit. I'm just trying to understand the smooth water. I'm just, yo, I'm, like, have you I'm ever trying drank to be water? On your page, boo-boo. Like, I'm trying to be on your page.
Have you ever had water and it felt like sandpaper? Because apparently this person has.
Sandpaper water. No? Anybody?
Those dissolve solids.
I mean.
But also, how many of you actually have, like, water testing, like, unit things?
Devices. Those, I mean, yeah, that harsh water, apparently, those solids did not dissolve. They were just being swallowed whole.
They're just, like, sucking on a rock.
Yeah.
That's not a dissolve.
No, that's not water.
So, no, I'm like, that's just a rock,
sir. Sucking on a rock, sir. Ma'am.
Sucking on my back fat.
Ma'am. Ma'am and sir. Stop sucking the harsh water. No.
That's our advice for this podcast.
Yeah.
Stop sucking on
harsh water.
Harsh water.
Yeah.
That abrasive.
Drink that
water.
Smooth water during this hot heat. You know, but keep it sexy, you guys. Like, you know, go put on like a fucking bathing suit. Go outside either in your underwear. Go outside naked. If y'all have a yard, go tan naked. Like, go do it. You'll feel so good about it. That sun kissing your skin, man. Let me tell you, I'm here for it. In fact, I'll probably tan tomorrow.
You were going to say right now. I was like,
right now, it is dark outside. It is fucking like 4:17 a.m.
And a quarter.
Sun's about to come up soon, though.
She ready.
Yeah,
she ready. She want that virgin sun. You want that virgin sun.
I'll be that 5:30 a.m. fucking barely like sunbeam, you know, coming down on me. Like that one little bit of sunlight. I'm going to start working on that tan.
You want that new sun.
Yeah. I'm going to go from like 5:30 a.m. to like fucking 3 p.m. just out in the sun. See what happens.
Hacer quemada.
It was those like 20 days of not eating, you know. But also, them 20 days of like liquid ass diet.
But also, don't be outside for
no,
10 hours.
Don't fucking do that.
Like, don't do that.
We were just kidding. You know, just being ourselves.
No.
But yeah, keep it hot.
But if you are going to be outside... And you are going to be tanning.
Oh, you're going to need some jams.
You are going to need some jams. And use some hot jams.
Pop. Yeah? What? Hot jams?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You need, like, some steamy jams. Some sexy jams. Some jam jams.
Some jalea.
Ooh.
Some mermelada.
Give me that mermelada.
Yeah.
Mi mera mermelada. Yeah.
Yeah. Like so that's what
those
we...
Those my hot jams. So
that's what we're going to give you. And we're at the section of the show, or episode, where we give you our playlist.
Ooh,
and today...
Today's a sexy.
Today is very sexy.
Is that hot? Is that sticky? Is that, like, sexy summer hot?
Yeah.
That, like, hot summer night, you know, that's, like, humid and sticky and, like, 95 degrees and it's fucking midnight. Yeah, I'm here for that.
That like
sticky sweaty night.
Mm. Yeah, it's that very like moist.
Yeah, that moist that moist soundtrack. Oof.
Oof. That moist.
That
soundtrack.
Moist soundtrack. So for most of you, I don't think you guys are like. For some reason, people don't pin us as like liking certain types of music. Especially me, like, if you get into my fucking car and there's, like, R&B playing and you don't know me already, I think most people are like, the fuck? This is not what I expected from you. Mm. You know? But we here for it. We gonna give you a good playlist. I feel like this is gonna be one of those, like, listen to this playlist when you are getting, like, hot and heavy with your boo. And, yeah. These could totally be some sexy jams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So essentially, they're just like hot summer jams, but like from the last like 1 or 2 years, we've decided.
Our newer R&B jams.
Yeah.
The only stipulations for this playlist were that they are R&B jams and they're from the last 2 years. Just relatively new. That would be perfect for this summer that's about to burn all our asses.
Yes. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for some tan lines. On my asses. On your
asses. Asses?
Yeah. That's what she said. Standard. I said on my asses on your asses. You didn't fucking wait for me to finish.
No, there was a space.
Not as long as your spaces.
So.
So. Am I starting?
Yes.
Damn. Okay. We're gonna start light. We're gonna start sexy. With LMA. Mm-hmm. Naked. The name of the song is Naked. So this song is like, dude, it's so like super sweet. Like, okay. Guys, you guys have heard, if you've listened to any other fucking episode, you know that I like really sad love songs. Like, this is just like such a sweet love song. Like she's essentially saying, like, I just want like someone who loves me like exactly how I am. Like, no fucking, like, no gimmicks, no fucking trying, no fucking just stripped down to only who I am. Like, love me this way. Like, that's what I'm looking for. Not, you know, not speaking like without any clothes, not naked. Just, like, without any, like, pretentious anything. Just, this is who I am and somebody who loves that. And it's such a beautiful, and, like, goddamn her voice. Like, it's that slow, sultry, smoky, yeah.
How? So,
yeah.
You were feeling it right now.
I was, like, listening to that fucking song and, like, in my head right now, and I was jamming to it. So LMA, Naked. That'll get you started. Get it.
That'll get you ready.
Yes.
And segueing from that into another like really slow, kind of romantic, sweet song is My Love by Van Jess. Like, this is just sexy. Like, it starts off with hopeless romantic. He's given the fever.
Devoted.
Like, that, like, it's just, and it's very 90s bedroom R&B. It's got the body roll in it. You know that.
90s bedroom R&B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We need to do a 90s R&B. Fuck. Y'all are going to come before we finish the goddamn playlist.
We're going to make you come.
Fucking twice, bitch.
Twick.
I end up with a twick.
But no, this one's just like very sensual. And there's like if you just listen to it, you like feel and hear the body roll. Like, it's just like that. Yeah, it's so good. My Love, Van Jess.
All right. So perfect. For me, we're not going to go as slow, but we're going to go like real sweet. We're going to get sweet right now.
Oh my God, it's Savage Garden?
What?
Just kidding. Go.
The Cherry Cola song?
I say that to anybody, and that's literally the only thing that they Chicky Cherry Cola.
The Cherry Cola song?
Yeah.
What the fuck else did they do? Like, I feel like that's the only thing. Name me another Savage Garden song. Go. If you do, you're such a faggot.
I was going to name a couple.
Oh my God, you're so gay.
To the Moon and Back. I'll love you to the moon.
Never heard it in my life. I don't know. But you always sound like Cartman singing a song.
Yeah.
Stop.
And then they also had that other song.
I think I dream. No,
I don't got it. Go.
So my next one is Khalid. Better.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this song is essentially about like two people kind of like, I mean, it's all about like how they feel, and like nothing feels better than this is kind of the line of the song. But it's two people kind of trying to hide their feelings from each other, but, you know, secretly they know that this is, like, the best they've ever had. You know, like, just, like, their physical attraction, their connection, their, like, nothing's better than this, but we kind of got to keep it on the down low. I don't know. It's fun. It's a little, like, faster than my other jams that on the list, but, yeah, I love it so much. You guys should listen to it. It's a good time.
I know how much you love Khalid.
I do. I'm like, yeah. Like, I feel like I listen to Khalid, like, at least a good, like, I don't know, 2-3 songs a day, at least. Yeah. But then, I don't know. For the last couple of, months, I've had, my R&B. I think since it started getting warmer, I've gone into my R&B phase. This happens every year, guys. I go into, my slow jams.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's typically, summer nights and shit. But Khalid Better. It's a good song about, two people, admitting that, this is fucking good.
This is a perfect precursor to mine.
Ooh.
Mine's called Hoary Heart.
Okay.
And, the opening lyric is, I love you, or you say you love me, but you got a hoary heart. It's so fun, and it's by Tmar. She had this one song that I was going to pick, but I thought it was from too long ago, called One Job. Mm-hmm. She's so good. She's so... One of my favorite, subsects of R&B is, the, not bitter, but just, the girl just, realizing that she doesn't need the man and she's, over the man. Mm-hmm. That, sub-genre of R&B is, one of my favorites. And, this is that. It's just, yeah, you want this, but you got a hoary heart, son. It's not gonna happen. It's so good. So fun. Check out Tmar. She's so beautiful too. But yeah, that's all right.
My next hot jam. We're gonna slow it down a bit. And we're gonna okay, so this next song, I feel like this artist, her voice in this song is the music. It is the melody. It's what you hear the most. It just kind of drives the entire song. And then there's some background music to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of how it feels. And it's so good. It's Sabrina Claudio. Mm-hmm. And the song is Belong to You. And it's so sweet. And it's so, she's, just tying this, person, just how much she wants them and how, she belongs to them, and how she's saying, just take care of me. I'm gonna give you, all my love. I'm all yours. Just take care of me. That's essentially the song. But, the first time I heard this song, I was so, taken back by the vocals because they're so sweet and so smooth and so, they're so delicate, but so powerful at the same time. There's nothing loud and crazy and weird acrobatics with the vocals, but they're so sweet that it makes it so strong. Just the tenderness to it, the sweetness to every word, the way you could hear every fucking syllable and her pronunciation of the words. I mean, I don't know if you guys, I'm really into words. I'm a fucking English geek, but I also really enjoy the way words sound and the way people pronounce things. I think that's just part of how I speak. Somebody told me you could hear every fucking letter when you say certain words, and I could hear the way you spell things. And that's what I get from her. Sabrina just, I don't know. She has this really, this delicacy to, she's no Ariana. I'll tell you that. she is.
But who is? Who is?
God is a woman.
Who is the next Latin pop party star? Ariana.
But, so, yeah. Listen to this song. And it's super sweet. And it's just so in love. And just, it's kind of just take care of me. Take care of my heart. It's all yours. Just don't be a dick kind of shit. But it's a beautiful song, and I was impressed the first time just by the vocals itself. And then I listened to it again and again and again, and I started, listening to the lyrics, and it's I could fall in love again and again with this fucking song. So.
I could fall.
Keep going.
No, I can't hit any of those notes. Any of those notes.
Well, I mean, I... What the fuck was that?
I told you.
Go on with your next jam.
I told you.
Summer jams. Go.
So, there is this guy named Jordan Ward. He released an album this year called Valley Hopefuls. And there's a song on that album called Holding Me Back. This is from that area of R&B of like, I love you and I genuinely love you and like, it's been good, but you're holding me back and I can't have you holding me back anymore. Like, I gotta go. And it's only because I love you and I want you to be happy and I want both of us to be happy. So I gotta go. It's like that good woman. Mm-hmm. Cat power kind of idea.
Oh, fuck. I listened to that fucking song this week.
And that's what it is. But it's very... It's... He has this little kind of... curtness with the way he speaks and the way he sings. And... I don't know. It's just so... It reminds me... Not his vocals, but the production reminds me a lot of Khalid's American Teen album. But it's really good. And he's just, like, very vulnerable. And I really appreciate that. I like that.
Okay.
So, Holding Me Back, Jordan Ward.
My next one is super duper special. Alina Baraz, Can I? So, this song is... Oh my God, it's so super sweet. It's just so loving. And essentially she's singing about like this person and how she sees that all the good in this person and how great they are. And this person doesn't see that in themselves, right? And so she says just like, can I undress you? Can I just... Like, it's like, let me strip you down so that you could see this, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just so great. It's like, there's a line in the song that says, I bet you never even knew there's a universe inside of you, you know? And like, and then she goes into like, you know, can I undress you? And it's just about, here, let me show you how fucking beautiful you are. Like, let me have you see that. I'll do the work, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's so fucking like... I don't know. It's so pretty to think that like somebody sees you in such a perfect, gorgeous way, even when we don't see ourselves that way. And to have somebody say like, no, I got it. Let me show you what I see, you know, like come look at yourself through my eyes real quick. And that's what this song is about. And it's super special to me. And yeah, go listen to that one on repeat for about 5 minutes and tell me you ain't fucking thinking of someone, you know? So, yeah.
And then message us who you're thinking about.
Yes, that'll be Dee. it's Dee Dee. And we'll
post
it. Dee Dee. I know. We will at you.
So hard.
Twice. We will drop your handle.
So,
I thought you were going to say so hard. I was like, we've been through that, bitch.
So, for my penultimate song, I went with BJ the Chicago Kid.
Okay.
And I went with Reach. And it's that, I really like that it's very much like, I don't know where this is going, but it's going to be a fucking adventure. We going to get there, and we're going to get there together, and it's going to be a good time. It's going to be golden. And I think that's just that, like, youthful optimism, that, like, positivity, that it's not, like, at all sexual so much. It's genuinely about the companionship and about, like, that, like, joint journey.
My neck is starting to sweat. I'm like, ooh, it's sticky.
Yeah, these jams will get you sticky.
I know, my neck, you guys.
My back.
We're not gonna finish that, but yeah, my neck is starting to get that like little glisten on it.
She's going for that dewy glow.
That dewy.
But yeah, no, that kind of companionship. And it's not relegated specific to, like, something sexual. It's just, like, enjoying each other's company outside of something sexual. And, like, genuinely enjoying each other. In, like, something that's not planned. In something that neither of you can control. That, I just like that. It's a good song. BJ's Chicago Kid. Just taking it home for me. What you got? Right.
So, what I got is something that I feel like everybody's heard already. And it's probably, like, my most popular song on the list. But every time it comes on, I can't help but, like, crank this shit. And I'm going to listen to it about 3 times in a row. Because it's so good, and it's so cute, and it's so... It's her singing a song by Daniel Caesar, best part. But she does such a good job with it, and it's such a cute song, and it's just, like... It's just, like, confessing to somebody, like, how great they are, you know? Like, how beautiful she thinks they are. Like, how, like, every time, like, how she feels, like, when she's being held, when she's being kissed. Like, just how perfect everything is, right? And, like, you know, just the classic line, you know? Like, if life is a movie, then you're the best part, like. You're the best part of the movie. It's you, you know? Like, it's the best part of her life. That's the best part of everything. Like, it's just such a, like, great, beautiful song. Like, who wouldn't be flattered to fucking hear this, like, played for them? Or just for somebody to say, hey, go listen to this, you know? It's so flattering. And, like, just the vocals between her and, like, Daniel Caesar, like, you know, going back and forth, like, they're just so good, and it's such a, like, sweet, smooth transition, and, yeah, that's something that, like, you hear that shit during sex, you're gonna drop a lot of I love yous, you know? So, yeah, you're gonna drop some feelings in that bitch, literally. So...
Oh my god.
That vodka hit. I was
not expecting that at all.
I love you.
I literally had to look away.
You did. Like, this bitch just said that.
Ay, Dios mío. These two kids are making love.
I for real. I feel like that's when you say the phrase making love. Whomst. Okay, I know who I'm fucking thinking about, and she knows that I'm thinking about her for saying that phrase around me. I heard you, bitch.
Making love.
Yeah, she was like, the first time we made love. We were listening to the exec. I hit you.
I thought you were going to say they were listening to us, and I was like, oh my god.
They were listening to our podcast, Making Love.
No, you weren't. If you were listening to us, you're not.
No, there is no love making.
That was a quickie, yeah. If anything, because you're trying to get in and out of this.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear us. You wanna,
yeah. Nope. You're trying to get in and out of this podcast. No, that's what she said, that the first time they made love, they were listening to the XX. And I was like, what? I don't even care for your soundtrack right now. The first time you what?
Who?
No.
Gaze is that?
No.
No, you didn't do that. Sorry.
Yeah. Fuck you, bitch. I love you, though. I love you so much. Okay.
It's such an interesting best part. It's so interesting that it's on the same album. Because it's on both their albums. Mm-hmm. It's on the same album as Focus. Mm-hmm. And, like, Focus is such, like, a pleading song. It's just like, can you just focus on me? Like, and then to have that, I don't know. She just gives you all. She gives you the range.
Yeah.
She gives you a range of, like, everything you're feeling in a relationship. Ignored, got it. Loved, got it.
Yeah. Like, but that's the thing. Like, best part is not about her being loved. It's about, like, how much she loves him. Like, she could still very well be ignored. You know? But, yeah.
But just having that.
Yeah.
And that song is actually about one of the co-writers, like, mom. And how she would, yeah. Anyways, Justin Love, one of the co-writers of that song. My last song is by one of my ultimate favorites.
Ooh. Should I take guesses?
Oh. Go ahead.
I'm trying to think of, like, your favorite R&B. Oh, but they're current. Mm-hmm. What have you been into lately, SZA? give me a hint. Solange, Beyonce.
The Sun. Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know.
Dawn Richard.
Oh. I should have known.
Really lit up.
I know, that's what I was like, oh, I should have known.
As you guys know, if you've been listening to us, she released an album in January, January 25th to be exact, and there's a song on it called Sauce, and when I tell you that this song is full of sexy time juices, like, it is saucy in all the, like, expletive ways, like... Yeah, it's, you know how, like, the song earlier that I was talking about by Van just got, like, those body rolls? This one's got those hip rolls. That's like, you spelling coconut on that dick.
Damn. You gyrating.
Yeah, like, damn. It's, like, and then the video, the accompanying video, this bitch is riding a fucking, mechanical bull, and she's just, like, killing it. Bitch, that is
sexy time.
That is sexy. That is like super sexy time. That is like
sexy time.
That is like, it's not that it's not at all like close to like making love. It is
not making love to the XX kind of.
No, it is like, I'ma make you feel so good in every part of your body.
Yes.
At the same time.
Damn.
All night.
Give it here.
Yeah. Like, that's what that is. Damn. And that's what...
Okay, when you said, I'll make you feel so good in every part of your body, I know, like, what came to my mind, but what came to yours?
It was a feeling.
Oh.
What were you thinking?
Nothing. I got,
what was
like,
going on here?
Like, I was like, what would it take to make me feel so good in every part of my body at the same time? That's a complex thing to fucking do. That's the complex thing to do. Like, just, like, the physical aspect of it. I was like, all right, what kind of plugs are we going to need? Kind of toys are we playing with? Like, that all came to my mind. Do you
like, have you ever had a kind of, like, seizure-inducing orgasm?
I don't know, like, seizure-inducing, but I've had, like a leg-crippling, like, I can't walk after orgasm. Like, I've had orgasms where it's, like... what the fuck just happened to my legs? Like, I need to pee, but I literally cannot walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but, like, like...
Yeah, yeah, we're, like, you're shaking and shit. Yeah, no,
not,
but, like...
Like, that, and then, like, also, you just...
I mean, I know what you mean, but, like, for me, like, my effect, like, my fucking most crazy effect was, like, I literally could not walk for a couple minutes. Like, I was like, nope, I cannot... Like, my legs are so weak that I cannot... fucking get up right now.
Yeah.
That was Craig.
What?
I said that was Craig.
Oh, they said that was Craig. And I was just like,
who the fuck is Craig?
Exactly.
Which
you've
fuck
never
is,
ever
like,
said.
At all. Like, at all. I've never even fucked anything close to a named Craig.
I used to have a crush on a Craig.
Like, Craig, Greg. No. I've never.
Could you imagine yelling that during sex?
No, I cannot. Craig. It's such a, like, weird way to move your mouth.
Craig.
Craig. Especially, yeah, like, for Craig. Somebody like me. There's, like, C-R-A-I-G. Oh, no. Craig.
Give it to me, Craig.
Oof. No. No.
No.
Craig.
It doesn't work.
Wait, that's another one. Keith. I would hate to say Keith. Can you imagine? Keith. during sex? Mm-mm. No.
I would like to say Veronica.
I mean, I'm sure any of the guys that you want to fuck are going to be all right with it. Be like, hey, can I call you Veronica?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go for it. Try it next time. Let me know how that goes. We'll discuss it on the podcast. What's a good name that you've, like, yelled during sex? I mean, you don't have to tell me right now so everybody can hear it. I'll be like, oh my god, I know him!
No, I don't know. No.
I don't really think
I don't like yelling names.
Yeah, I don't really think I say people's names. Like, yeah. Yeah, I don't think I do.
Yeah. I say bitch more than I say someone's name.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I say names.
Faggot. Yeah. No, I don't say names. I can't think of most of their names. Like, I know I knew their names and I knew them, but, like...
Have you always known their names, though?
No, but, like, there are even exactly. people that I knew their names that I don't remember exactly. their names. Valley you know what would be a good name?
Valley Glenn. He's a whore.
I've never had an Omar.
Ooh.
But that's a good name. That would be good.
It is.
Just anything really long would be very
yeah,
difficult.
Yeah, I was going to say single syllable names... Not good.
Matt.
Jim.
Tom. Tim.
Ben.
Ted. Tad. Thaddeus. Just That's call him Thaddy.
Not a single
No,
single.
I was just going...
Guy. Can you imagine?
Fieri?
No, just...
Could you imagine Guy Fieri?
No.
Balls deep.
Nope, don't want
from
to.
From behind.
Ew. Ew. I mean, at least you don't have to look at his face that way, but like...
I don't know, because Guy Fieri seems like the type of person that would have his own show on while he's fucking.
Oh, I was going to say a mirror.
No.
He seems like the mirror ceiling.
He seems like
the ceiling
TV.
Mirror type. No, he's got mirrors.
Guys, we're done. Like, we're going to leave you with Guy Fieri fucking from behind. Like.
Damn. Ew.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Sorry.
We told you this was garbage. So sorry. Like, legit, we have made it there.
Oh,
point
my God.
Proven. Garbage. Guy Fieri fucking you from behind. Damn.
Sorry.
Go to bed with that.
Tell your friends about us.
We love you, though.
Yeah,
we
tell
lo-
your
oh
friends
my God.
About us. Share
Guy
us.
Fieri making love to you from behind.
What would be the soundtrack for
oh
that?
Oh, my God. Oof. I don't know, bitch.
Tom Petty. Tom Petty.
Or Evanescence.
No, Tom Petty. Yeah, ew. He would, like, he would...
Ew.
Like, he would pick a non-sexy song. He would pick, like...
Ew.
America... No, he would pick... No, Free Fallin'. No.
I don't care.
After all, it was a great big world. Yeah.
No.
He would, like...
Mikey just did like a thrusting motion.
It would be a quick pump and dump.
All right. Goodbye. We're fucking pumping and dumping this episode. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everyone.
Until next time. Oh, yes.
Follow us on Twitter at Valley Trash Pod.
Follow us on Instagram, Valley Trash Podcast.
Share us with your friends. Tell them about us. Tell them about our... All this garbage you just listened
so
to.
So much garbage. Listen to us at work. We'll make you laugh out loud.
Oh, they're going
to
say while making love.
Yes. Listen to us at work while making love. That
oh
would
my
be
God,
the
if
shit,
you're doing
please.
That.
If you do, like, give it here. Record it and send it to us.
And then we'll post it on Pornhub.
Yes.
Bye.
That's the plan. Goodbye. We love you. Love, love, love.